This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Early voting starts today for the November 2nd election in Texas. Stephen Pickering has more.
There are 8 amendments to the Texas Constitution on the ballot next month. One of them would prevent the state from limiting religious services. That issue came up last year when some local health authorities told churches to limit attendance or hold virtual services to limit the spread of COVID-19. Another would allow nursing home residents to designate someone as their essential caregiver with guaranteed in-person visitation rights. Many relatives of nursing home residents were not allowed to see them in person for several months last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Early voting starts today and runs through October 29th. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
The Texas legislative session ends this week, and the final issue Republicans want to wrap up is a bill to ban transgender athletes from competing in girls' high school sports. But opponents like Ricardo Martinez from Equality Texas says this is hurtful to a vulnerable population.
There are 4,000 transgender non-binary kids who reached out to crisis hotlines from Texas because of this debate.
There is not an estimate on how many transgender students in Texas the bill will affect. Meanwhile, the head of Texas Values says that girls will be protected and able to freely play sports without fear of boys stealing their athletic opportunities. With their special legislative session ending on Tuesday, Texas lawmakers continue to battle over the redrawing of congressional boundaries. Democrats like Ron Reynolds argued the proposed maps do not reflect the diversity of the state's new residents.
Why are we trying to disenfranchise communities of color so they cannot elect a candidate of their choice? And we're doing it not just for the next session or the session after that. We're doing it for the next decade.
The redistricting bill is now going to conference committee to work out differences in the House and Senate plans. The Texas DSHS reports that the number of COVID fatalities in Lamar County since the pandemic began has now reached 200. There are currently 303 active cases of the virus and 8,186 recoveries. The Texas DSHS reports that the number of COVID fatalities in Titus County since the pandemic began has now reached 101. There are currently 98 active cases of the virus and 5,479 recoveries. The Texas DSHS reports that the number of COVID fatalities in Hopkins County since the pandemic began has now reached 144. There are currently 180 active cases of the virus and 4,958 recoveries. 47-year-old Klein Allen Hughes of Idabel, Oklahoma, was arrested by state troopers for felony solicitation of prostitution at a location in Texarkana. Hughes had allegedly responded to an advertisement posted on the internet and paid $110 to an agent posing as a prostitute. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance and misdemeanor unlawfully carrying a weapon. The U.S. Forest Service has scheduled an 8,000-acre prescribed burn in the Caddo National Grasslands in Fannin County beginning today and ending Friday. The burn will allow for improved wildlife habitat and improved vegetation conditions. Nearby campgrounds will be closed this week, and a helicopter will be overhead to help get those fires started. A former Collin County man has been charged with federal violations related to his alleged participation in a scheme to file fraudulent loan applications seeking millions of dollars in forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans guaranteed by the Small Business Administration under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. 42-year-old S.K. Joseph was indicted for 7 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of making false statements to a bank. Divers from Adventures with Purpose in Oregon have found the remains of a woman in Lake Tawakoni. Carrie Mae Parker of Waco Bay on Lake Tawakoni and her car had been missing since 1991. The divers had recovered parts of her car back in February. Divers also found pants and a shoe that might have belonged to Parker, as well as a bicycle she planned to give to her son. Producers from throughout the area sold 2,898 head of preconditioned calves and yearlings at the October Northeast Texas Beef Improvement Organization sale held at the Sulphur Springs Livestock Commission. A total of 142 net bio members and producers brought cattle to the sale. The cattle sold for an average of $854 a head. 22 buyers purchased all the cattle, and some of them were buying over the internet. Van Zandt County jail officials report that an inmate was found unresponsive in his cell. EMS arrived and attempted life-saving efforts. Authorities say it appears that the inmate, identified as James King, took his own life. Texas Rangers are investigating. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.